We are learning the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim. We are in a paragraph that begins with V'hinei Yirmiyahu Haya Misoinein Araya B'nei Doiroi. It's like the second paragraph of the Perek Beis, right in the beginning of the Perek, where Yirmiyahu Navi is discussing the Raya B'nei Doiroi, the bad aspects of his generation. What are they, the bad character traits, what are they doing wrong? He says they're doing mitzvahs, but what's called a mitzvah sanashim ulumada. They're doing mitzvahs out of rote. They're not doing mitzvahs because they're contemplating and thinking what they're doing, that this is a tzivui from Hashem, a command from Hashem. But rather, they are doing mitzvahs because they're used to doing the mitzvah without any thought process. And he says, V'hinei Yirmiyahu HaYom Yisoinein, Araya B'nei Doiroi, because they are neguim b'nega hamid hazois. They are like trapped. They are plagued with this bad character trait. They are doing actions. They're living their life without contemplating, should I do this or should I not do this? What did Yirmiyahu say to them? V'omar aleihem, ein ish nicham al ra'osoy leimor. A person is not nicham, comforted, al ra'osoy, for the bad that he does, saying, kuloy shav b'merutzosom, kesus shaytef b'machama. He says, what does this mean? Kuloy shav b'merutzosom. They're running. A sus charges like it normally does. Hergelam, in its normal way. They don't leave time. They're like a horse running at war. A horse runs at war. A horse runs at war. He doesn't think anything else. He's running, charging full steam ahead. Without thinking, focusing on his actions, on his ways. What happens is they fall into a trap without seeing the problems that exist. This is one of the tricks of the Yetzirah. What is this? Meaning that the Yetzirah makes a person busy. The Yetzirah makes a person so busy, could be busy with nothing. But he's busy. In his mind, he's busy. Up until the point. Up to the point where they are so busy, they don't have a second to breathe, to think, what am I doing with my life? I've met individuals who, I'm not going to say what age they were, but they tell me now, they look back and they realize how they wasted X amount of time and now they want to do things differently. It's amazing. What's the expression? I don't remember what it is, but that youth, what does it go? Thank you. From Florida. Thank you, Rishul. Youth is wasted on the young. You know, it's had I known, then I would have done things differently. But when we're younger, we know everything. Right? Now, until we get older, we realize, wait a minute, no, maybe I don't know everything. Almost everything. And then I get a little older, I realize, I don't know anything. So, here, this is, an especially this Yitzhar, the Ramchal would be writing the Sefer Torah. I can't put words in his mouth. But I wonder how much time he would devote to this, because look at today's generation. With the texts and the emails and the digital recorders, and Baruch Hashem, we all use it. You're all here today, and we're Skyping because we have technology. But then we have technology that pulls us because it makes us so busy. And that's just the technology. That's not. That's besides all the other aspects of life that attack us and make us so busy, and then we don't have time to think. What is the purpose of it all? What are we here for in life? He continues, Ki yodeahu she'ilula yahayu samim libam kimat kot al darcheihem vaday shemiyad hayu maschilam lehinochem imaseihem vayisa acharoto hayleches umiskaberes bahem anshe hayu oizim hacheit legamrei. Messias Hashem is telling us that the Yetzirah knows that if the person, if we would have paid attention, what's going on in their lives? Where are we headed? I told you that story. I was driving with someone, just reading directions. I think we went over 20 miles the wrong direction. Because why? Because we followed the wrong directions. How many people are following the wrong directions with their lives? Of course, I tried calling, no answer, you know. You try. He says a person would realize, he would realize, wait a minute, this is not the right way. I should stop 5 miles in, 3 miles in, and make a U-turn. And they would leave the chait legamrei. This is similar to the advice of Parai. Shamar tichbod ha'avoido al ha'noshim. What did Parai say? Pharaoh said, you know why B'nai Yisrael are complaining that they want to leave? Because they're bored. They're too bored. They're not working hard enough. If we give them more work, then they're too busy to start thinking. And what are the slogans, the logos, the big ones? Just do it. Okay? We know exactly where it's on, what it's on, or I think another one is elevate. No thought process. I've never seen the slogan that says just think. I don't think it'll make stop and think, you know. I never seen one of those making the billions of dollars. Stop and think. It's not cool or whatever it might be. But stopping and thinking is exactly what the Mrs. Sharma is telling us over here. Stop and think. What am I here for in life? Well, how is my spiritual bank account doing? How are the brachas that I'm making? How is my interaction between Adam and Chavero? How is my interaction between Adam and Makom? But Paro said, Tichbad ha'avoid al-noshim. Make the work heavier. Kaved. So they won't be able to start thinking. Shoye miskavein, shloy levad, shloy lahaniach, lahem revach, klal. Leval, yitnu leiv, o yisimu eitzel negdoi. Besides, for the fact that if they be so busy, they won't have a second to think and to get some suggestions of how can we get out of this slavery. That's not only what Paro's intention was. Elo hayu mishtadel la'afriya libam mikol izbayinus b'koyach asmodes avoda bilti musekes. Paro didn't want to give them a half a second to breathe, to think, because Paro realized the importance of just do it. Okay, so continues the Mesil Sharim, Kain hi atas ha'yitzahara mamish. So too, this is the Eitzah of the Yitzahara. Abnei Adam, that he, how he attacks people. Ki ish milchomahu, he's a man of war. Umulumad ba'armimus, and he's an expert. He's an expert. He knows how to fight. It is impossible to escape Ela bechokhma rabba vashkofa gedoyla, unless one uses chokhma rabba, tremendous amount of chokhma vashkofa gedoyla, and the tremendous amount of hashkofa gedoyla, a correct outlook. What does it mean, correct outlook? To know the ways of the Yitzhara. One has to know his enemy. You know, if I may use a marshal in sports, in this day and age of technology, when there's one team preparing against the opposing team and vice versa, both teams do this, whether no matter what sport it is, let it be baseball, let it be football, They look at the techniques. The batters will study the pitcher's techniques on the videos. And if he's a lefty pitcher or a righty pitcher, they're going to see the lefty batters. Oh, I see. How is he successful this time? And he struck out the batter. How come this time he made a mistake and the batter hit a home run against him? And they go over the videotapes again, and there are coaches and time and energy. Why? Because that's, if I may you say the word, that's the enemy at this time. So they're studying to see how can they be successful. Hashkafa gedayla means a person has to be malumad. He has to understand. How can I be successful? So how does he know how to do this war, these war tactics? Where does he learn the success? He learns the proper svarim. He speaks to the proper rebbeim to help him. What do you mean by proper rebbeim? Sometimes a person asks advice from somebody. He doesn't know who he is. And sometimes the question has to be channeled to a person who knows his personality, knows his background, knows the whole situation. But he goes to a great person, and the person is going to respond according to the information he knows. But each situation is different. It's unique. This is what the Navi Tzaveach is screaming and saying. Simu levavchem al darcheichem. Simu levavchem. Place your heart, place your mind, think on your ways, about your ways, how you're living your life. Ushloime Omar Bechachmosle, the greatest man that ever lived, said, Al titein sheino leinecha, usnuma lafapecha. Don't place sleep on your eyes, usnuma and slumber on your afapecha, your eyelids. Hinotzil kitzvi miyad, escape like a deer immediately. Besides the deer being very quick, its movements, besides, of course, when it sees the headlights, but its movements are spontaneous. They jump away right away. Besides the speed of the deer, he not look at see miyad. It's like when a person has the fire, puts his hand over the fire, immediately he pulls it back, he recoils his hand, instinctively. So to the deer, quickly turns away, he sees the enemy, he runs away. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, Hinatzel Katzvi, save yourself like a deer. Instinctively, miyad, realize this is an ash, it's like a fire. What's this? Meaning the Yetzer Hara, this advice, this way of life, that he's telling us we have to look into and double check. The Chachmein is the Chorin Levracha Amru, Kol HaSom, says the Gemara in Ma'id Kotin Daf Hei. Kol HaSom, rather, Kol HaSom, Or Chayisov, Ba'idl Mazeh, whoever places his ways in Hashem in this world, he will merit. In the Yeshua of Hashem. Continues the next paragraph. It's obvious. Sha'afilu imifakeach ha'adam al atzmoi. Sometimes people feel, you know what? I'm smart. I know I'm smart. I'm not arrogant, but I'm smart. People know I'm smart. I can protect myself with my intellect. I know how to protect myself against the Yetzer Hara. This is a very powerful Yetzer Hara that people feel they know what to do in life. Says the Mesil Sasharim, Ein Bikoichoi Linotzel. There's no strength that can help a person of his own to save himself. Ein Bikoichoi Linotzel. He cannot protect himself. He cannot save himself. Ilulei HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, if not for Hashem helping him. Ki Hayetzer Hara, says the Makon Dushin, Daf Lamed Beis, Takif Moid. It's very powerful. Chamay Mar HaKosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Soyafeh Rosh Lahat Letzadik. The Rosh is tzayf, is desiring the tzaddik, mevakish lahamisoi, and is requesting, is looking ways to kill him. Who's this Rosh? That's the Yetzer Hara. He's mechapes, he's searching, kol hazman. He doesn't sleep. You know, we go to sleep at night. The Yetzer Hara is on his iPad. He's checking out what's the best way. Oh, I got this person a little today. How did I get him little today? Because after he made a bracha levatala, he felt so bad about it. He got a little depressed. So I'm going to get him tomorrow. And when he's about to make another bracha, I'm going to make some noise outside. A branch will fall down, the cars will come by. Then he's not going to know, oh, did I make the bracha? He got distracted. He's not going to think about it so much. Then he'll eat the food without the bracha. Then he'll realize afterwards, another aveira he did. I'm going to work and focus on depression. I'm going to get this person where it counts. Hit him where it counts. Soifeh Rosh Let Tzadik. This Rosh is a Yitzhahara. Mevakish Lahamisoi. And he has a job. He has to get paid also. He has a job. Now, he doesn't want us to be successful, the truth is. He doesn't want to be successful, rather. The Yitzhahara wants the man to be successful. Soifeh Rosh, but we have to know first that there's a Rosh Let Tzadik. It's Soifeh Rosh Let Tzadik. Mevakish Lahamisoi. Hashem lo yazvenu, Hashem will not forsake him. But if he doesn't wake up, the starting point is a person has to make the first step. Because if he is not concerned, if he doesn't smell the coffee and wake up, Hashem's not going to make the first step. This is what's called Bechira Chavshus. Person has to take that first step in life. And Mederuch Shodom Roitzel Leilich Ba, says the Gemara, Makas and Daf Yod, Malichin Oysoi. Hashem will guide him. Bilam, his desire, was to go curse Klai Yisrael. His desire was to do ra, was to do bad. So what happened was, Hashem guided him. And eventually he was killed. B'cheref. A person who wants to do good, Hashem will say, you want to do good? You'll go on that path. But what's going to happen is, sometimes there'll be stumbling blocks, hurdles. I'm going to jump over them because the person will say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't come to the Beit Midrash to learn. You know, it's cold, it's bad weather, and the hurricane was over, but whatever it might be. Still in the news. Still in the news. Yeah. And they're mentioning how many millions of people have with power. And yeah. So maybe I should mishtat b'tzara d'achrina. I should stay in my house and feel their pain. Whatever crazy thought process a person might have that the Yitzhahara will feed him. A person has to realize the first thing is that the Yitzhahara is an expert. He's been doing this for many years. A lot of experience, ever since the Nochash HaKadmoini. This is an example of the Yetzirah. So we are being told here, Avalim, who ain't mifakeach hu al atzmoi? If he is not mifakeach on himself, if he doesn't wake up and set that alarm to ring and say, wait a minute, where am I headed in life? Vandai shekosh baruch hu lo yifakeach alav. Vandai, it's definite, Hashem will not be Yifakech Alav, he says. What's going to be his hope? Who Einichos, Miyachos Alav? If a person is not concerned with his own life, who will be concerned with his own life? V'ukinen Shema Shamu Zechron Urvacha. That's what the Gemara Brachos tells us in the Flam Gimel Mer Aleph. Kol Mishein by Deya, Asal Rachem Alav. If a person does not have Deya, doesn't have Das, it's forbidden, it's Asr. L'rachim Olav, to have mercy on him. Now, that doesn't mean a person who literally is born without Deya. A person doesn't care to think. He lives his life haphazardly. Carefree. There's not a problem in the world. Doesn't think. Call me Shein by Deya Osel Rachim Olav. Humash Amru Im Ein Anili Mili. And this is a very important point, as we'll end the parak with today. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If a person is driving on the road and he sees the GPS is telling him, exit right. You are going the wrong direction. I once set the GPS to certain coordinates and I put it in and I had to make a detour first. I didn't tell the GPS. So I I made the detour, and it's saying, turn left. You know, it's trying to get me back on track. Again, turn left. Finally, got polite. Please turn left. I mean, I knew I was going to listen to Mr. GP or Mr. GPS, whatever it was. In a minute, I just had to stop off somewhere else first. Life is not like that. Im ein anili mili. If I not for myself, if I don't pick up myself up and say, I have to be successful in life. We have to look at the Gedolim. The Gedolim of today, of generations past, they made themselves into Adam Gadol. We make a mistake and we say, oh, he's an Adam Gadol. He's 95 years old. Well, he wasn't Adam Gadol 5 years old. He was the same kid that was taking too much chocolate that the mother said, put the chocolate back. Yeah, he's a normal, healthy 5 year old. And he was the same 5 year old was probably throwing a tantrum when the mother took away the chocolate. But the person grew up and said, Im ein anili mili. And this applies in all aspects of life. We'll hold here for today. Thank you.